Assignment, starring Brian Donlevy as Steve Mitchell. Yeah, danger is my assignment. I get sent to a lot of places I can't even pronounce. They all spell the same thing, though. Trouble. But when I walk into the commissioner's office, I don't realize this assignment's going to have me asking, when is a friend not a friend? Answer, when he's tickling your ribs with a gun.
Thanks, Ruth. Morning, Steve.
Commissioner,
I suppose I pulled you right out of a big deal as usual.
No, this time it was strictly business. I was getting caught up on my paperwork.
What?
Honest, I was bringing my files up to date.
Yeah? How many telephone numbers make up a file?
That's what I thought.
I have your papers at my desk when you're ready, Steve.
Thanks, Ruth. Well, what's the deal, Commissioner?
Take a look at this map of Eastern Europe, Steve. This country right here.
What about it?
Politically, it's being torn apart. There are two major parties at odds with each other and a well-organized minority who'd like to keep them at odds.
Pretty familiar pattern.
Yes, it is. But right now, it's vital to Western Europe and to us that this particular country be united into a democratic form of government. And there's only one man who can unite that country.
Don't tell me it's me.
No. Dr. Corvell.
Dr. Corvell? But he's no politician.
That's the point, Steve. Dr. Corvell has no political affiliations. He's that country's leading citizen, a scholar, a scientist, a man of stature.
Yeah, he could be just a man for the job.
As you know, he's been living in this country since the war, but now he feels it's time to return to his own country. There's to be a vital meeting of the legislature over there in 3 days, a meeting that could determine which way the country goes. If Corvell could pop up at that meeting, it might turn the trick.
So what do you want me to do, escort the good doctor over there?
He's already left.
What?
Yeah, the day before yesterday.
Well, then I don't get it. Why call me on the deal? What more is to be done?
I'm telling you that, Steve. Dr. Corvell realized that the organized minority would try at all costs to prevent him from reaching his destination. So he's traveling incognito. Plans to reach and enter his country secretly.
But I still don't see...
His plan was to go directly to the house of a friend in the capital of his country. This morning we found out that this so-called friend is actually a member of the minority.
What?
Yes, it's a death trap for Dr. Corvell. Now, Steve, you've got to intercept Corvell before he reaches that man's house.
Brother, have you any idea where Corvell is now?
We know only that he was planning to contact a person named Dravik in the town of Rizna, across the border from his country. Now, Steve, get over to Rizna. Try to find Dravik. And above all, get to Corvell before the opposition does. And remember, from now on, every minute counts double. Well, that's it. You've got your assignment. Good luck.
The National Broadcasting Company is presenting Dangerous Assignment, starring Brian Donlevy in the role of Steve Mitchell, colorful, two-fisted government agent. At all those places of the world where danger and intrigue walk hand in hand, there you'll find Steve Mitchell on another Dangerous Assignment.
Sure, I've got my assignment. Just a simple matter of getting to Dr. Corvell before the opposition does, and incidentally trying to keep the opposition from getting to me. A real cinch. Well, it's Tuesday when I get to Rizma. I've got to find Dravik in a hurry, but I haven't any idea where he is. There's only one hotel in town, so I check in, and then I ask the desk clerk about Dravik. He says he's never even heard the name, but he does remember a distinguished-looking man with white hair staying at the hotel overnight a couple of days ago, probably Dr. Corvell. I turn away from the desk and start across the lobby, and then I spot a very familiar face. It's a foreign agent named Marzak. I've tangled with him plenty in the past, and I've no desire to renew the acquaintance now, so I start to duck into the bar, but he sidles in front of me.
Well, my old and dear friend, Mr. Mitchell.
Hello, Marzak.
My, such a cold greeting to give to a man who possesses such admiration for you. After all the times we have been together in the past, Mitchell, even though on opposite sides of the fence, I should think that you might be a little more cordial.
Look, you mind getting out of my way?
The man is in a hurry. Such a pity, such a pity. I thought perhaps we might find a quiet corner and talk over old times together.
I said get out of my way.
But what destination could possibly be so important that you could not spare a few minutes for an old, let us say, colleague?
I'm going into the bar, if that's okay with you, Marzak.
Splendid. Thank you for your invitation. I accept with pleasure. Some drinks, much talk, a perfect way to spend an evening.
Look, for the last time, I didn't invite you. I'm drinking alone, and if you don't...
Drinking alone? What a barbarous custom. But then I suppose it is to a certain extent fitting that a man should have a farewell drink in solitude.
Farewell drink?
Yes. I understand you do not like this town of Rizma. I cannot say that I blame you.
Oh?
I understand further that there is a train leaving here in half an hour and that you plan to be on it. So I decided to help you by reserving a compartment for you.
Now, that's real sweet of you, Marzak.
Ah.
But what if I decide I like it here?
In that case, I understand that it's quite possible you may remain here permanently.
You're quite an understanding guy, aren't you?
Yes. And I believe you are also. Goodbye, Mr. Mitchell. Come again when you cannot stay so long. And please extend my very best regards to your commissioner.
I beg your pardon, sir.
What?
I overheard you ask the desk clerk a few minutes ago about a distinguished-looking man with white hair.
What about it?
I believe you are referring to Dr. Corvell.
Was I? Who are you?
Bisco, a friend of the doctor's. And I am worried about him.
What do you mean?
His return is the one thing which can unite our country. But I feel he is in great danger. You see, he plans to go to the house of a friend of his in our capital. I now have reason to believe that friend intends to betray the doctor.
I see. Yeah, let's go here right.
That is why I crossed the border to Rizma here. We tried to intercept the doctor and warn him, but I was too late. He has already left.
Yeah. You ever hear of a guy named Dravik?
Dravik? No. Mitchell, the situation is very serious. We must find Dr. Corvera.
First, I've got to find Dravik. I can't get very far doing that with that character Marzak on my tail.
Yes, I saw Marzak talking to you. I know all about Marzak. He's a dangerous man.
He just invited me to leave town. If there were only some way I could shake him, might give me time enough to locate this Dravik.
Wait. I think I have an idea.
What is it, Bisco?
See, Marzak is across the lobby watching us. He undoubtedly knows you have orders to find Corvera. And also, undoubtedly, Marzak has orders to stop you.
So?
So if we were to conclude our conversation and I were to slip furtively out the side door and get into my car, Marzak might assume I had information concerning Dr. Corvera.
Yeah, he'd probably follow you, all right.
I will make sure he follows me a long way. Long enough to take him off your trail for an hour or two.
Okay, Bisco, it's worth a try. Go ahead. Bisco slips out the side door and Marzak starts after him. So far, so good. But I still don't have any leads on Dravik. I head for the bar to figure it out and where to start. And pretty soon a girl eases over to my table.
Hello.
Hi.
I am sorry. Are you lonely?
No, I'm Steve. But sit down anyway.
Thank you.
You want me to buy you a drink, I suppose?
My cigarette will do for the moment.
Well, that's a switch. Here.
Thank you.
Waiter, did I put
you? Look, Sari, this is all very pleasant, but as far as making an evening of it, I've unfortunately got something else on my mind right now.
I know.
Huh?
You are looking for Dravik.
What? Yeah, I am. Do you know him?
Oh, yes, I'm quite a good friend of Dravik.
Where is he?
First, let me ask you, why do you wish to see Dravik?
Well, that's something I'll talk to Dravik about.
I see. Well, Dravik is not interested so much in people's motives. Dravik is most of all interested in knowing whether there is money in it.
Okay, you can tell him there's dough in it for him.
How much?
Plenty.
Very well.
You'll take me to him?
No, that is not possible.
What? You mean we've just been making idle conversation?
I was not poorly there.
Why can't you take me to him?
Because Dravik is not a him.
Not a... You're Dravik?
Sorry, Dravik.
What do you know? So I break my back trying to find you, and it ends up with you finding me.
Yes, and I would say it is quite divine.
Oh?
But I still would like to know why you wish to find me.
Well, first, let me ask you, how do you fit in this deal with Dr. Corvell?
Deal? Dr. Corvell? I'm not sure what you mean. Oh, unless it has something to do with my rat line?
Your what?
Oh, that is what they call it, the rat line. You see, Stephen, there are many people in countries behind this, what you call iron curtain, who wish to be elsewhere. So, for a considerable price, I smuggle them out.
I see. Does your rat line ever run in reverse, Sally?
You too.
What do you mean, me too?
Most people are breaking their backs trying to escape to the West these days. And now twice in 2 days I find men who wish to go east. I think everybody's suddenly crazy.
Wait a minute. This other man who wanted to go east, was he a tall fellow, distinguished looking, with white hair?
Oh, that is the man.
Dr. Corvell, all right.
He told me he wanted to go to the capital city of the country to the east of here. He was willing to pay a great amount of money. So I, as you say, reversed my rat line. I took him across the border just before dawn.
Look, Sari, I've got to catch up to him. He's going to collect a bullet if I don't.
I see. Well, there is always the chance... You will collect a bullet along the way. But for you...
And for money.
The two most convincing arguments I can think of. Very well, we will try to catch up with this Dr. Corvell. Here, here's an address. You meet me on the corner in front of this place in 2 hours. We will start then.
I head back to my hotel then. As I open the door to my room, I see I've got company. There's a local cop on one side of my room, and on the other is a woman I've never seen before, but right now she's acting like we were long-lost enemies.
There he is, officer.
Huh?
That is the one. I insist you arrest him at once.
Hey, what is this? This woman claims you stole her jewels.
Stole her jewels now?
I am positive of it, officer. This man is Hugo Drisak.
The notorious gem thief.
Hugo Schmugel, I'm Steve Mitchell from the United States officer, and if you care to look at my credentials...
You see, officer, as I told you, this thief frequently poses as an American agent.
I'm afraid you'll have to come with me.
But this woman's mistaken, I...
Unfortunately, I found her jewels in your suitcase.
What?
So you must come with me.
Wait, I get it now. Anything to delay me, huh? Look, lady, I don't know who you are, but I sure know whom you're working for.
Arrest this man!
You will come quietly.
Sure, officer, real quiet. Sorry, Buster, I don't have any time to waste right now.
Johnny!
Oh, drop dead. I run downstairs and dug out the side door. The opposition's gag had almost worked. By the time I could have fought my way out of the frame, it had been too late to catch up with Dr. Forbell, of course. Well, now there'll be the little matter of the cops on my tail. Great. I roost behind a few assorted ash cans in an alley for a couple of hours, and then I go to the address Sari gave me. She's waiting for me in the shadows.
What? The notorious jewel thief?
Yeah. I see the news travels fast, Sari.
I believe the police are quite anxious to find me.
I don't doubt it.
So, I understand now why you wish to escape from this country.
Look, I'm trying to find Corvell. That jewel business was a frame.
Oh, too bad.
What's too bad?
You would make such a nice jewel thief. It gives you color.
Oh, color yet.
I like you, Stephen.
I think you're peachy, too. Now let's get going, huh?
Oh, very well. Come on. Here is my car. We will drive as far as the border.
Okay. What happens then?
Well, when I get you across the border, one of my men will take you the rest of the way.
Hey.
Hmm? What's the matter?
Guy running across the street at us. Get going. It's Marzak.
Oh? Who is Marzak?
The guy who rigged the jewel frame on me. Hey, he's trying for the running board.
You will not get away, the jewel. Oh, yes, Marzak. No.
Oh, very neat, Stephen.
Listen, Iron. Marzak must have tipped the cops I'd be around this neck of the woods. This is just wonderful.
Oh, are you always in trouble?
Look, I'm to trouble what honey is to a bear. Now, come on, keep that gas pedal down to the floor. It's no good, Sari. 3 miles out of the city and they're still on our tail.
They are not gaining any speed.
Neither are we, Optimus. And a half a mile's not enough lead. The cops behind me, ahead of me, the border, and who knows what. Lucky Mitchell right in the middle again.
The river is just around the bend, Stephen. Then our problems will be over.
What do you mean? A turn.
Come on, Stephen.
Huh? Oh. Hey, what are you stopping for? You crazy?
Get out.
Look, what's the big idea?
You see the river below the road? Huh? I placed the car on the gear. And then I pulled the hand throttle out a little, turned the wheel, and get out. Quick, now, into the bushes.
That is fine.
Now, we just wait while they go by.
Hey, pretty neat. Looks like you're an old hand at this, Sari.
Oh, it is not hard to learn.
But isn't running a car into the river sort of expensive?
It'll go on your bill.
Oh, thank you.
Here they come. So now we go across country to the border. It's only a kilometer or two.
Lead the way. Once we get across the border, how far is it to the capital?
More about 30 kilometers. Just across the border, we will meet a farmer with a horse-drawn wagon. He will take you to the next village. There, a man will be waiting for you in an automobile to take you the rest of the way.
I just hope we get there in time to keep Dr. Corvell from walking into that trap at his friend's house. Hey, wait a minute.
What is it?
Quiet. Somebody heading this way.
Probably the border patrol. Get down.
Yeah. I see them.
Perhaps we had better get closer together.
Yeah, I... Like I said, you seem to be an old hand at this.
Like I say, it is not hard to learn.
Hey, quiet. Here they come. Okay. I guess we can go now.
Do you really want to?
Oh, I...
It is not much nicer here.
Much nicer, believe me, but I still have a job to do.
Oh, too bad.
Why?
Oh, I was just thinking we could run such a beautiful rat line together, Stephen.
I don't doubt it, but right now.
Oh, very well, if you insist. The Border Patrol will not be back for half an hour, so plenty of time for us to slip across. Come along. There's the farmer and his wagon, Stephen, waiting in the shadow.
Yeah, I see them.
Dimitri?
Yes, Holly.
Well, this is goodbye, Stephen. I wish you were not leaving.
I'll be back.
I wonder.
What do you mean?
I have the strangest feeling I will not be seeing you again.
That's a cheerful thing to say.
You had better hurry.
Yeah.
Wait.
Hmm?
Now go.
After that, you think you won't be seeing me again? Oh, you can count on it.
Goodbye, Steve.
Okay, Dimitri, come on.
Easy up. You.
Hey, where's this village we're heading for, Dimitri?
Oh, 5 kilometers.
Hey, why are you turning off the road?
This is the south of the way.
Oh. Many patrols in this area?
Not for another hour or two. That will be plenty of time. Whoa!
Hey, how come we're stopping?
Very simple. We're stopping because for you, it is the end of the trip.
Look, I... Well, a machine gun.
Quite right. Now get out of the wagon.
Okay. Well, now I know why Sari figured she wouldn't be seeing me again. She was working with the opposition right from the start.
It's a bad time for you to be talking about the start, Mitchell.
What do you mean?
As soon as I press this trigger, for you it will be the finish.
You're listening to Dangerous Assignment, starring Brian Donlevy as Steve Mitchell.
Mitchell.
Eh?
Turn around.
Oh, in the back, huh?
In the back. And right now.
Hello, Steven.
What? Sari!
He's in trouble again, I see.
I sure was until you knocked off Dimitri here.
Oh, this man is not Dimitri.
Why?
I thought there was something strange about his voice. Then right after you started in the wagon, I found the real Dimitri's body in the ditch. So, I followed.
Well, you just got elected the girl I'd most like to have following me.
Ah, thank you, darling.
So, what happens now?
Well, I seem to remember that...
I mean, how do I go about getting to the capital?
Business, always business. All right. I think I'd better take charge of you myself the rest of the way. Come along, we will go into the village and get a car.
Hey, look, where is this car anyway?
In the garage, just a few doors off.
Good. I've got no desire to be wandering around these streets any more than I can help. Marzak's boys might spot me.
Stephen, wait.
What?
Some men in front of the garage.
Quick, into the alley.
Here.
I don't think so. Who are they?
I don't know.
That's the garage where you keep the car.
Yes.
They must have gotten tipped somehow. Great. What do we do now? It's too far to walk to the capital.
Oh, Stephen, look. They've started this way.
Must have seen us. Come on, down the alley.
Quick, Stephen, come.
Stop. Are you kidding?
The door. An empty warehouse.
Okay. Hurry up. Brother, dark in here.
I wish we'd be safe here.
Yeah. But it's not getting us any closer to Dr. Corbell.
See?
Yeah. Steps outside in the alley. Quiet.
They have passed by.
Yeah. Hey, if they're away from the garage, maybe we can get to the car after all. Wait a minute.
What?
Listen.
One of them is coming back.
Just one of them. Good. Stay down behind the crate. Now!
Stevie, let's not call out!
Oh, can't call all the stranglehold on him. A little more. A little more. There.
Speaking of being an old hand at this sort of thing.
Look, his buddies will be back looking for him any minute. We gotta hurry.
All right, go around to the back of the warehouse. I will get the car and pick you up there.
Okay. You sure didn't shouldn't waste any time.
No, of course not. We must get the business over with fast, no?
Well...
Stephen, I have good news for you.
I could use some right now. What is it?
I learned from my man in the garage this Dr. Corbell was delayed getting across the border. He is now less than an hour ahead of us and he's riding in a truck.
Think we can overtake him before he gets to the city?
It will be fun trying, Stephen.
Hey, there's a car coming up at us fast.
Oh, I see it.
It's Marzak. Brother, what a tough guy to shake. Watch out. Watch out. He's pulling alongside.
This is for you, mister.
Get down, Jerry.
Let us make Marzak get down instead.
Hey!
Stop giving him that friendly little nudge.
Oh, brother. Right into the ditch. A friendly little nudge yet. Remind me never to get you mad at me. Now, let's see if we can catch up with that truck. Barry jams the throttle to the floor and holds it there. The minutes tick off. This is the last lap of the race and the lap that pays off. Up ahead of us somewhere, Dr. Corbell in the truck riding innocently into a death trap. And Sari and I in the car trying to catch up with him before the trap is sprung. But at least we whittled down the opposition. Marzak's out of commission. Also the fake wagon driver who tried to machine gun me. That should leave just the friend whose house Dr. Corbell is heading for. Finally, we get to the outskirts of the city. Then Sari points up ahead.
There's the truck, Stephen.
Yeah. You sure that's the one Dr. Corbell's riding in?
Yes, I recognize it. It is my truck.
Wait a minute. How about the driver?
Oh, he's one of my men. He can be trusted.
Okay. As soon as we get up to the truck, pull alongside it and tell the driver...
Stephen, look. Look coming out of the side street.
Eh? A hay wagon.
Oh, it is up in the center of the road.
Oh, brother, the other team's throwing everything at us but the water boy.
I think I can get around it.
Hey, now look. Don't try to nudge that hay wagon into the ditch.
No, we were planning here.
Oh, brother, another inch and we'd have lined up with the rest of those tomatoes on that vegetable
stand. No, down the alley.
Watch out, that car!
Are you still with me?
Yep, I got enough feathers on me to pass for sitting bull.
There, we should be around the hay wagon. Now we will turn back onto the road and catch the truck.
Hey! The truck's nowhere in sight.
Oh, but it could not have gotten far.
Oh, quick, to get this close and then...
There, look. There it goes, down the side street.
Yeah.
Oh, don't stop ahead of us now.
Wait, it's stopping in front of that house up ahead. Dr. Gonzalez is getting out.
He's going up the stairs. Stephen, we are too late.
If I don't catch him now, this race is going to turn into a dead heat. Jam on the brakes. Dr. Corbell! Dr. Corbell, wait!
Who are you?
Steve Mitchell, government agent from the States. Get away from that door.
No, this is a trick. Let go of me.
Now, look.
My friend Nicholas is inside. Let go.
Your friend Nicholas has a bullet for you.
Take your hands off me.
Get down.
Nicholas!
I've got him. Oh, boy. One more second would have been too many. I hope I never have to cut it that close again.
I cannot believe it. I thought Nicholas was my friend. Yet all the while he was planning to betray me.
Yeah, it's all over now anyway. Come on, Dr. Corbell. Let's get you over to the legislature. We pile into Sari's car and head for the Capitol building. On the front steps are two men. One of them looks like an American. The other is Sisto, the guy who tried to shake Marzak for me earlier.
Mitchell?
Yeah?
Thompson from the legation. We just about given you up.
Me too. Looks like you didn't have much luck in shaking Marzak for me, Sisto.
I tried, but he was too clever for me. So I thought the best thing to do was come back here to the Capitol.
There's been an all-night session of the legislature inside, Mitchell. The whole thing's hanging in the balance. Could go either way.
Then I had better go inside immediately.
Yeah. Good thing you weren't delayed any longer, Dr. Corbell. Might have been too late to do any good.
Dr. Corbell, as an old friend, you must allow me the honor of escorting you inside personally.
But I...
Come, I will take your arm.
Very well. I'll bet you're glad this deal's over, Mitchell.
You can say that again.
Rough go, hmm?
Well, if it'll give you a clue, I was framed for a jewel thief, shot at 3 times, and given a ride that would put any self-respecting roller coaster to shame.
Sounds like a real picnic.
That's all over now. And, hey.
What's the matter?
Funny. Dr. Corbell and Disco walked right by the door to the assembly hall.
What?
Hey, looks like I spoke too soon, Thompson. I slipped down the stairs and around into the alley beside the building. There's a car parked by the side door. I hugged the wall. A moment later, the door opens, and out comes Dr. Corbell, followed by Bisco.
Into the car, Corbell, and remember, I'm holding a gun on you in my pocket.
Well, I guess Corbell's got no friends at all, Bisco, huh?
Mitchell,
Yeah, but get your hands off me. I will kill you.
I've got your wrist. You pull that trigger now and you'll... What a hard guy to convince.
He shot himself.
Yeah, trying to do likewise to us.
Who is he? I have never seen him before.
That's what I figured. Come on.
When he took my arm, I could feel the gun in my side.
Didn't leave you much choice but to go with him.
Mitchell, you okay?
Yeah. Okay, Dr. Corbell. Better get in the assembly hall.
Yes. I... Thank you, Mitchell. Thank you.
Well, I hope he's in time.
Hey, listen. I guess that's your answer, Thompson. Yeah, I guess it is, all right. Well, I suppose you'll be wanting to get back right away, Mitchell. I can get you a plane reservation.
Well, as a matter of fact, Thompson, I already have my transportation all lined up.
Oh?
Oh, you mean over there in the car?
Yeah.
Ah, see your point.
Oh, no, you misunderstand.
Are you sure?
Nope, I'm just thinking of my own safety.
Safety? Look, air travel's pretty safe these days.
That's not what I mean. I've already seen what she does to guys she gets mad at. After all, you can't blame a guy for thinking of his own neck, can you?
Assignment starring Brian Donlevy as Steve Mitchell is written by Bob Riott and Adrian Jumbo. The music by Robert Armbruster and is produced and directed by Bill Carr. Be with us again next week at this same time when Brian Donlevy, starring in the role of Steve Mitchell, will embark on another dangerous assignment. Dangerous Assignment came to you from Hollywood. Now it's The Man Called X. Tomorrow, hear the big show on NBC.